This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
There's nothing more American than saying, hey, they should put football in the Olympics.
Hike!
There are about a trillion reasons why this would be a bad idea. First, it would be pretty much impossible to play a tournament in a 2-week span, given the recovery time players would need between games. It would require hundreds of players during a time when the IOC is trying to limit the total number of Olympic athletes. And who would those players even be? NFL stars wouldn't risk injury by competing. And America's most popular sport is, at best, a niche game everywhere else. The idea of an Olympic football tournament feels like it should be a Hail Mary. But against all odds, the blockers are in place to power a version of this strange dream into the end zone. Richard McLean is the president of the International Federation of American Football, which is sort of like being president of the National Cincinnati-Style Chili Association. There's exactly one place where people enjoy this thing, and everybody else is like, hey, what the hell is wrong with you for trying to convince us to like that? But McLean and his organization are trying to change that. They've given up on the pipe dream of getting the full-fledged version of football into the Olympics. Instead, they're trying to get there with flag football.
Primary sport has always been tackle football. In the last probably 5 or 6 years, we're coming to the conclusion that we to invent a new tackle football game and to try to restructure nations and national teams to fit kind of what it would be a better of an Olympic model would be very time consuming and kind of put us back to a starting point.
When the Olympics come to Los Angeles in 2028, the LA host committee will get to pick 5 sports to add to the program. Speculation is one of those sports will be flag football. It turns out there's one thing more American than yelling, football should be in the Olympics. It's actually turning that dream into a reality. This is the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I'm your host, Roger Sherman. Today's sport of the day, flag football. The strangest sporting event I've ever covered was the 2015 IFAF World Championship. That July, 7 teams from around the world traveled to Canton, Ohio to compete for the honor of being the best American football team. That's the name of the sport, American football, to differentiate it from all the other types of football. But the tournament was a mess. The teams only had 2 days off between games. A bunch of delegates at the IFAF Congress attempted a mutiny, with a breakaway group declaring themselves the real IFAF. And the best American football team was the American football team. Team USA won each of its 4 games by a lot.
The United States has an opportunity for gold on Saturday against Japan. The final, United States 82, France, nothing.
In the U.S., football is an integral part of our culture. Everybody has seen at least one American football game, except Shailene Woodley.
What?
And by my own personal calculations, roughly 70% of all American male friendships are kept alive by fantasy football leagues.
Read 'em and weep.
But in countries where this sport isn't popular, it takes a huge effort to become a fan. You basically need a doctorate to understand football strategy. And the rule book is so jam-packed with technicalities that we give the referees little microphones to announce which of the dozens of infractions have been committed.
On the previous play, we have an unusual ruling.
If becoming a fan of football is hard, actually playing it is almost impossible. Football requires expensive equipment, a lot of people, and often leads to brutal injuries. That's the selling point for flag football. It's more digestible. It doesn't need a massive venue. It's less violent. And to play, teams need just 5 players. It's following a path to the Olympics that sports like beach volleyball, rugby sevens, and 3-on-3 basketball have laid out before. They're all smaller and easier versions of sports that already exist. But what really makes flag football likely as an Olympic sport is who will be making the call. The IOC would never let real football into the Olympics. They're the same people that kicked out baseball and softball in 2005, in part for being too American. But the decision won't fall to the IOC. This would be added by the LA host committee. In the same way that Tokyo picked karate as one of their Olympic editions, LA could choose a traditionally American game. It helps that they're being lobbied by an unlikely source, the NFL, which is throwing its weight behind getting flag football into the Olympics. And you have to imagine the LA host committee will listen, since a centerpiece of the city's bid for the Summer Games was the use of the $5 billion venue recently built to house the Rams and the Chargers. Even though a selling point of flag football is that it doesn't need an expensive venue, the NFL has lobbying power because of one of the most expensive stadiums ever built. See, I told you, getting flag football into the Olympics is an extremely American process. Football has reached maximum saturation in America. That's why the NFL is looking overseas to grow. It's why they keep putting games in London. But the NFL doesn't have the authority to get flag football into the Olympics by itself. IFAB has to help with that, which is why the league is working with Richard and his team.
Certainly the goal for the NFL is to get football into the LA games. We've been working very, very closely with them almost on a weekly basis, having meetings and discussions and looking at how to position ourselves properly for that. They certainly want to build their brand worldwide. We certainly want to help build our federations worldwide. So it's not necessarily the same goal, but it's a goal that we both see it as being a catalyst for helping them grow around the world, and we're definitely united in that goal.
One reason flag football can grow while tackle can't, other countries might be able to win a game. Sure, Team USA has won back-to-back-to-back iterations of the IFAF Men's Flag Football World Championship, but the last two have only been decided by a single touchdown, not 82 points.
Whereas you have 11-on-11, you need that capacity of having 20, 30 players on your team that are world caliber, world class, and that's just not going to happen for many years for a lot of our countries. So with a smaller size field, then you can rely on athletes that specifically came from other sports that play flag football as well. And when you look at the competition and the kind of the top 8 teams in flag football around the world are very competitive. There's no blowouts. There's been different champions.
IFAF is the group that actually had to come up with the rules for international flag football. There's no blocking. No line play. Quarterbacks can't run with the ball. But McLean believes that this more accessible version of football can become popular across the globe.
I've shown like just videos on YouTube of our world championships and in front of different sport governing bodies. And they were like, what? This is what this is? I can't believe this. This, you know, they were totally blown away that this is the high level of competition that's being played, and this is how it looked.
Flag football isn't an end game. Nobody is a flag football fan. But flag football making the Olympics could serve as a gateway to introduce people to the concepts behind it and get people around the globe to care about its parent sport. I'm used to thinking of the Olympics as the pinnacle of athletics, but they're increasingly trying to become a more nuanced part of our sports ecosystem. They want to exist alongside the sports that we actually care about. We'll keep seeing the Olympics change by adding new sports, and we'll keep seeing popular sports change to be a part of the Olympics. If I had to summarize the changes happening with the Games in one story, it would be this. In 2028, someone might rip off their opponent's flag and then watch their flag flying from the top of the medal podium. This concludes the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I've had a great time telling these stories and watching the athletes we interviewed go on to compete for Olympic medals. Feel free to go back and listen to their stories from back before they were Olympic medalists. Once again, I'd love to thank our associate producers, Erica Cervantes and Lonnie Ronaldo, who listened to me talk for dozens of hours and made these episodes happen. Additional thanks go to Ben Glicksman, Arjuna Ramgopal, Megan Schuster, Noah Malale, and Allison Turner. I'd also like to thank the Ringer's fact-checking team for making sure that I didn't say anything wrong in these episodes. Keep an eye out for what's next from us, but also try to keep an eye out for these awesome athletes and fun sports now that the Olympic spotlight has gone away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2024. Maybe.